A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere. Haven,
concentrate on
Sin.
Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch.
The lights probably gone.
So had the stairs.
You are just number six.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 476. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this is a special bonus episode to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Survivors. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, indeed. If you are listening to this episode on the day of release, it is exactly 50 years since the first episode of Terry Nation's Survivors aired on the BBC, April 16th, 1970. A classic post-apocalyptic, a survival horror science fiction series from the 1970s. And we've talked about it before, but I'm going to say, Brian, Survivors still has this power to shock and move us even now.
Yes, it does. Survivors ran for three series with a total of 38 episodes, 1975 to 1977. It featured a sort of nightmarish story of a worldwide super flu, a virus that kills 90% of the population. And what we're left with is the survivors, the people who are left over living in this post-apocalyptic world where none of the supports of society are there anymore.
Indeed. And it's the series starred Carolyn Seymour, Ian McCulloch and Lucy Fleming, and of course many others. It had a great and extensive cast with most of the actors that you would recognize from television in the 1970s. Popping up from time to time. I believe Patrick Troughton's even in there for one episode as well.
Yes, he is. That's right.
And of course, another Doctor Who connection. It was, of course, a series created by Terry Nation, famously the creator of the Daleks. And we covered the original series of Survivors all the way back in British Invaders episodes 90 and 91 in 2011. And you can find those episodes and all of our other episodes at britishinvaders.com. The episodes that are no longer in podcast app feeds, you can still listen and download them from the website there.
Yes, that's right. There was also a remake of Survivors in 2008, which got two series and it had a very good cast, and we enjoyed that too. It was not quite as strong as the 1970s version, which had a sort of bleak feel to it. And the 70s version was really about the characters and kept asking the question, what will these people be faced with? What challenges are they faced with? And how will they meet those challenges? And what will they do? And through three series, we kept getting more questions like that and more answers that were always surprising and fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely riveting stuff, the 1970s version.
There was also a series of Big Finish audio dramas with some of the original cast members from the 1975 series. Many of the original cast were involved. We had nine series of Survivors on Big Finish, and then another four series under the Survivors New Dawn title. And the New Dawn ones take place something like 20 years after that original virus, after the death, as it's known within Survivors. And, you know, features a new generation who doesn't necessarily want to make things back like they were before the death. So, interesting stuff there. And there were also a number of audiobooks on Big Finish as well. And we covered Big Finish Survivors, what was available at the time, in British Invaders 270 and 271 in 2017.
So as well as there being more Big Finish Survivors since then, there's also been some sequel novels published since we last recorded. I noticed that the author John Ayres wrote a 1977 Survivors novel, And in 2021, he published a sequel to that novel, which was called Salvation. Interestingly, I think both of those novels from John Ayres feature the character of Peter Grant, Abby Grant's son. And he also appears in another novel by Ethan Milsey from 2021 as well, called Ghosts and Demons. So the idea of these novels finding out what happened to Abby's missing son, Peter, is interesting. That's been picked up by a couple of authors.
And that was picked up in Big Finish at one point too. So interesting. We never find out about what happened to the son that Abby is searching for in the original television run.
And then I'll mention another novel by Doris Sutherland in 2022 called Crusade. That was published by Big Finish. It seems to be a sequel to the episode Law and Order from the original 1975 Survivors. Possibly one of the most devastating hours of television you might ever watch, that one, Brian.
Yes, for looking at issues and examining them, that was pretty strong. A very impressive episode.
I'll say there's been a making of Survivors book and an unauthorized guide to the original TV series. Both of those now only secondhand, I'm afraid. But some of these other books are available.
And there was also Terry Nation's original novel that covered parts of series one that I think was written at about the same time that the series was in production. The dates are a little bit unclear there, but it is still available. There was a reprint of it that went along with the 2008 series, and it was also released as an audiobook reading released by Big Finish and read by Carolyn Seymour.
So, some interesting stuff in books based on Survivors and about Survivors. We'll just wrap up by saying that the original series is still available on a DVD box set. As with all DVD box sets from some of these classic television series, I would say if you want it, get it fairly quick, because this stuff is not sticking around much longer on the shelves, it seems, Brian.
Yeah, and there was a Region 1 version of that DVD box set as well, so get a hold of that one if you can too.
The original Survivors is not streaming that I can find in Region 2, but the remake from 2008 is on streaming over here, so that is available to watch digitally.
Very good.
And of course, since we last recorded about Survivors in 2017, Brian, the world has lived through and survived the pandemic, it seems, which sort of begs the question, how do we feel about Survivors having experienced COVID and 2020 in particular?
Well, it is an interesting question. I think there's definitely some powerful elements of those first couple of episodes during the death that have a different resonance now. It is different from the pandemic that we experienced, because it wiped out 99% of the population in the TV series and left us without society as we know it being there at all. And it was really about the survivors, about what happens to the people who are left behind. So outside of those first couple of episodes, I find it's quite different from what we saw and still has sort of a similar feel to me to what it did all along. What do you think about that, Eamon?
I think it's just interesting to note it in view of what we lived through. I know that in the early days of lockdown, a lot of people were talking about a movie called Contagion. But I think for British genre fans, we were all thinking of the opening sequence of Survivors, the opening titles of Survivors. Perhaps not in an altogether sort of like calm and collected fashion. We were slightly worried by it all, obviously, as everybody was at the time. Yeah, I mean, the opening episodes do have some similarities. Thankfully, we never experienced anything quite as bad as the death sets up Survivors. I just thought it was interesting that we've been through it since we last recorded.
Yes, that's true. I will mention, seeing you touched on it, the opening title sequence of Survivors is something that's very special, because it tells the story of how this disease was released from a lab and then carried around the entire world. So it gives us those sort of big, larger world story elements without us having to cover them in dramatic form, which allows it to be a much more contained drama where people are cut off, where all of the communication is gone. And at the same time, we know that it's been everywhere.
The scenes in the title sequence of it just like spreading around the world because we were so connected, even in 1975, which is nothing compared to how connected we are now, they're quite remarkable to watch even now.
Yeah, very much so.
So, happy birthday to Survivors from 1975. I think I can say, Brian, one of the sort of the great shows from British television science fiction.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was influential, but it was also remarkable for the time, and it still is remarkable. It talks about society and what the lack of society might be like in some pretty profound ways.
Great stuff.
So please check out our Survivors discussion episodes on the website, the ones we did about the original series and the remake, and then the ones we did about the Big Finish audios. And please let us know what you think about Survivors and about what we had to say about Survivors back then and now. And let us know about especially these newer books, what you thought about those, if you've read them.
Please do. And please come back and join us next time. Big Finish won't be too far away because we are covering The Omega Factor on Big Finish Audios, the original TV series from 1979, and we're going to be talking about the Big Finish audio plays they've made since.
Yeah, that should be a great one to talk about there. Until then, if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find us there. And we are also on Threads and on Instagram as @British_Invaders_podcast. And of course, we are still at BritishInvaders.com, where you can hear all of our episodes.
And we are also still at The Voice of Geeks at VogNetwork.com, The Voice of Geeks Network, where British Invaders is a proud member of others, podcasts, gaming, streaming and the like at VogNetwork.com.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening. And this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. Until next time, it's Eamon in England signing off as well.